Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Happy Wednesday. This is the world we live in, Coach. I forgot to post, like 2 weeks ago, I forgot to post. I just literally forgot to put it up. Like I had it, it was queued, it was there, and then I forgot to put it on the thing. I woke up Wednesday morning, and I look at my phone because I listen to podcasts, and it's like, I forgot. So that's why it went out at 10 o'clock, people. It usually goes out early morning. So I forgot. Like, that's how chaotic our worlds are.
Right? I don't know. Sometimes I forget what day it is, so it doesn't really matter.
I know. I'm no lie. 6,000 Christmas lights up around my house, I think. Something like that. It's crazy.
That's what I'm focusing on this year.
My wife is really worried about me. Like, I can't go to Costco anymore. Like, she says because I buy them cheap there. Like, you buy LEDs.
I don't know. I think you're making the right choice. I'm doing that. You have older kids, but like, my daughter's 2 and 7. Like, this year is all about having a fun family Christmas It's been so hard. You know, like, we even bought a secondary tree. Like, and my wife never buy each other presents. We're like, this year we're totally just going to go out and we're going to have fun.
I know.
You know,
want the hard part. Here's the hard part is I got to talk really quiet. How do you get the present here without her knowing it? I had to ship it to my parents. Like, I bought her a couple presents, and it's like, they can't come here because she opens the packages. And we're here all day.
Yeah. You have no idea.
And it's like, I'm not going to a store to buy a present. So it's like, luckily we have relatives in town, so I can ship the presents there. Like, we'll pick them up. So, and the probability of her listening to this podcast is zero. So I feel very confident telling all of you that. All right. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. I was talking to another business about a possible partnership, blah, blah, blah. And I was telling them about why I believe in Dr. Dish. And I said, I have two of them. They're great. They work and they do what they're supposed to do. And that's what you want in anything. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged. You get $350 off your next purchase. Also, I would like to buy my wife presents. So if you would like to help me buy my wife presents, come join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm not getting a coaching check this year, so I'm deficient. So help me out. Come over and check it out. You won't be disappointed. It's great. You get Jake and I, you know. All right. Let's head off to what are we doing today? Oh, we're doing shooting drills.
Yep.
Okay. So go ahead. We'll end with the one I taught you. I don't even know how many years ago. Was that like 3 years ago? You were early on Teach Hoops.
I was a beta member.
You were?
Yep. I remember actually signing up, and I accidentally like signed up 2 or 3 times, and then I called you. You were at your daughter's play, and you fixed it later on. I'll never forget it.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that beta member. God, that's 4 years. That's 4+.
Yeah, a long time ago.
God, I had more hair, too, for people watching at this point 4 years ago. Okay. All right. Shooting drills. Go ahead.
So I'll start with individual drill, one of my favorites. You can modify it any way you want. It's called 3-2-1. Okay. It involves two people, lots of reps. You can do it for durations of 1 to 2 minutes, depending on what you want to do, how many baskets you want. And so it starts with, I always start with the ball not in the shooter's hand. Okay.
Yeah.
So I hate starting drills. Like, when do you ever just stationary, never have the ball, just holding it and shooting it? It never works, you know?
Right.
So it starts with the pass at the three. He shoots it, right? That's your three.
Okay.
Okay. Then he goes, finds anywhere outside, inside the three, but anywhere, nowhere in the lane. Okay.
So in that little slice of the, for those of you that are listening, so he shot a three outside the, on the wing, then he or she is going to go inside,
right,
and shoot it.
So his partner's rebounding, rebound the shot.
Lane, yeah.
Rebounder kicks it.
Okay.
Shoots it. Boop. All right. Now this player cuts, little bunny, layup, whatever, simple one. Okay.
3-2-1. Yep.
One. Yep. Got it. Then that partner is also counting to see how many shots they made. Three is worth three, two is worth two, one is worth one. Okay. And then you can compete within your program. Like at the college, we, I think we're like in the 50s or 60 points, you know, and then you can kind of track it and see who you're.
See, we do this drill. I like this drill too. And we do this around the horn. So we do the five spots. So a lot of my shooting drills are five spots, corner, corner, wing, wing, top. So we would do this drill where, so each one is six times, the best you can get is 30 points.
Yep.
Right? So it's 3-2-1. That's six. Six times five is 30 for those of you that aren't good at math. So that's what we do. And then we'll switch partners and they'll compete against each other to see who gets, you know, and then, I mean, I've had a few people get 30, like they've hit every shot, boom, 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 boom. But they're moving too, so it's a little bit harder. But I love that. I love 3-2-1. It's a great twist to a shooting.
Another one, like with partner shooting, I like is where you maybe want to pick a spot that you're focusing on. You got to make two in a row, and then you find a different spot.
Yeah, I got one of those too. I love that.
So let's say that you know, this is why we just start talking about brain dumping. This is what happens and why I like this. Let's say the shooter, and we're focusing on 3-point shooting. He's going to start. Maybe the left side wing. He's got to make two there, and then he has to replace somewhere else.
Right.
Whether you could say it's got to be on the other side of the floor. It's got to be like, you know, we could talk about the different five spots. It's got to be on a different spot. But you got to hit two in a row in that spot before you go somewhere else.
I like that.
That you could focus on that area. Okay.
Yeah,
so that's my first one.
The analytics. Okay, that's your first one. Next one.
I like partner shooting. That would be my last thing because you get a lot of reps in it. A lot of reps.
Okay.
So how about team shooting drills, okay? So let's say we have a team here. I used to put these guys, like I would have a group of kids. And I got to imagine the other group, the other team is at the other basket on the other side of the floor. Does that
hey, everybody.
Sense?
Hope you're enjoying that. I'm enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. We appreciate those. Those five-star reviews mean a lot to us. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm going to challenge you right now. I do this once in a while. I'm going to challenge you to become a better basketball coach. You know, grit, I was just doing something about grit. Grit is passion and perseverance. And if you have those, you have to get better. Let teachhoops.com help you do that. Go over and check it out. 14-day free trial. And let's head
other
back.
Other side
to
of the floor. Does that make sense so far, mm-hmm. Steve?
Okay, yep.
So now you could do a variety of how you want to do it. So you got your five spots, right? You got short corner, elbow, free throw line, elbow, short corner. Then you have your three-point line. You could do all of them. You could do just the inside, the outside, depending what age level you have. Normally what I would do is I would do three, okay, make three in the 15 range in a row. Not in a row, but got to make three.
Okay.
Once you make three, you go to the next spot, okay? Now, what I used to do at the early in the season, I would do validation. So let's say we shot and we made three in a row at the short corner. Before they can go to the next spot, they got to shoot a free throw. Okay, you shoot the free throw. If you make it, you go to the next spot. Guess what happens if you miss it?
You go
your
back.
Your team runs.
Runs. Mm.
Okay, so let's say that we made it. Awesome. We go right to the next spot. Boom, boom, boom. We're here. Okay, we're in the mid corner. I mean the elbow area. You know, you keep shooting until you make three. Okay, you made your three. All right, somebody else has got to shoot a free throw. Oh, you missed it. All right. You got to say, is it a full court? Is it a half court sprint? Whatever you want to do. You could do push-ups, sit-ups, whatever. So that's conditioning plus whatever else you're doing within it. You can base off. And remember, the other team is competing on the other side. The same thing. Okay. How you do it.
Yeah. And they're yelling it out, hopefully.
Yep. And then you get out to the three-point line. You go all the way around. You go through the three-point line. Once you get all the way around, this is where I always thought the best part of the drill was. You get them on the free throw line, and then you create how many in a row they got to make as a team. Okay. I
love that. To end, you got to make five in a row or
right.
Three
and so
in
what
a
happens
row,
is, 10. Oh, you guys made all your jump shots, but when it gets down to that, you're spent four in a row and you got that fifth one, done. Okay?
I love that.
Done. So that was always one of the most favorite. But it's a really good drill. I like to do it midweek or, it's a lot of fun, lots of reps. But, you got to really focus on making sure the guys are in good shooting position. They're not just being lazy. They're not, they're really getting, they're getting good quality out of it,
Right. They're getting good quality. Yeah. Good quality.
If you demand too many makes, you're almost better focusing on three makes at each spot or just focusing on the 3-point line, maybe the first part of 15 footers, the first part of practice, and then going to the 3-point line. Because after a while, if you get too many shots up, they just start to get lazy and they start to get, sometimes it's better just to do it in small increments.
Right. They'll take the shortcut if they can do it in any stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Okay. Good. All right. Then
that's it? That's my team five spot shooting.
With team variation. Five spot. Okay.
Yeah. So with variations with physical fitness and pressure free throw shooting.
Okay.
Last one is the add up, add down. Can you want me to explain that?
You do it because you're controlling it. This is the one he got for me a long time ago, but go ahead.
I will tell you, I have used this drill now for 5 or 6 years. And it's one of my favorite shooting drills. And you just pick a spot on the floor and there's two teams and they're basically opposite of each other. You could do this in third grade if you wanted to.
Yeah. They're doing the same kind of shot. So if one's shooting a 15-footer on the left side, the other group is shooting the same thing. And I'll even do four groups at times because I want more kids being active. So two is perfect, especially at the end of practice. But sometimes if you got 15 kids or 14 kids, you can break them up. Anyway, go ahead.
So then you just start shooting. So say they first shoot and the right side makes one. So they're up one. And so – okay, and then let's say the left side makes one. Now it's back to zero.
Right. So if you make one, it's plus.
Yep.
And if, yeah.
And basically, it's an integer game, right? Basically,
right.
Add a negative. But the goal is, all right, so let's say the left side made one in a row, two in a row, and they've missed two on the right side. They're up two.
Two. But then if the left side misses one and then the right side makes it, it goes from plus two to plus one.
One, yeah.
So we usually call it up three. You got to be
up three. That's what that was the drill. And we would do it at different spots. You could do it. And it's great because you can do a 3-point line. You can do mid-rangers, whatever you want.
It's a total. So the coach under the basket is counting. I usually use two fingers.
Yep, I have my fist up and I go one up.
So there's really not a subtracting, but it's like if the other team makes it, they take away. So if the first team makes it and the second team misses, they're up one. But and then the second team makes it, they're up 2-0. But then the first team makes it, so now they're only up one. So you just use it. How much are you up? And the object's to be up three. As soon as you're up three, you win that specific thing. We do three out of five spots or five out of six spots.
Or you'll have them rotate, make sure they're getting all directions.
Different spots, different balls, all sorts of reasons. Okay, that's awesome. Coach will draw these up and put them into a PDF for me.
And then I think the last thing is too, is when we talk about shooting drills is that these are great, but in the end, you want to create drills that are shots out of your offense and actions out of your offense.
Yes.
So
yes.
I literally could here today say these are the best shooting drills. I'm not saying they're the best shooting drills. To me, the best shooting drills are ones that are representative of your offense. So if you're using a lot of flex screen, you're coming off that flex screen, maybe after you set the flex screen, you're ducking or you're coming out of it. I'm just saying or if you're setting an up screen and you're coming up and shaping up and you're shooting a three, whatever that is, those actions off of your offense are the best shooting drills for you.
Right. Right. Okay. Perfect. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Awesome. Let's go and end the podcast because we got more stuff to do today.
Yeah, bye.
This is how punchy Coach and I get after a long day of to be at, we batch these things and it's been a long day, so we're both a little punchy. But have a great day. I think this is going to go up right before Thanksgiving. So if it is, make sure you eat a lot of turkey. All right. Bye. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoy it. Make sure you subscribe. We would really appreciate that. Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen. Those 5-star reviews mean a ton to us. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.